Ghosting, orbiting, and catfishing are prevalent terms in modern dating, while courting is a more old-fashioned synonym for dating. This episode explores the etymologies of relationship lingo and the origins of dating app names. Etymology is the study of the origins of words. I'm Leon, and this is Etymolion. Dating, courting, and seeing are just some of the words used to describe two people getting to know each other on a romantic level. The word dating is the present participle form of the word date. Date, as in a period of time, is a word that we got from the French. Its roots are in the Latin word datum, which meant given. Its meaning evolved over time, and that's thanks to Roman practice. On formal documents, the day on which the document was issued or given was marked datum, followed by the day. As datum was used to represent when something was given, issued, or granted, over time it became a reference for a specific day, either in the past, present, or future. In terms of date in relation to a romantic meetup, one of the earliest uses in that sense is attributed to George Addy, an American columnist who, in 1896, wrote how dates in the diary of his love interest were being filled by other men. Courting is a term that can largely be used interchangeably with the word dating. The term, which goes back to the 16th century, was first specific to the wooing of a woman by a man. But by the 19th century, courting was used to describe the period of two people getting acquainted romantically. The word court comes from the Latin cohors. The co part of that word meant together, and horse came from the word hortus, meaning an enclosure or garden. In one of its senses, the word court came to be used to refer to a monarch's circle of people. It was typical in medieval times to curry favour with royalty when involved in such circles. And that's how the term courting gained its meaning of seeking attention or wooing. Seeing is another term that can be used for dating. The sense of using the word see, as in to meet with someone, is attested to the 16th century, but that wasn't specific to romantic meets. Seeing is more of an informal term, so less likely to be recorded in writing and more likely to be used in common speech. The word see goes back to the Old English word seon, and being an Old English word used between the 5th and 12th century, it's of Germanic origin, making it a cognate of the German zen, the Norwegian sex, the Danish zee, and the Dutch zin, which all mean see. Ghosting is a term which refers to the sudden cutting off of communication without explanation, in this context, between two people who were conversing romantically. Of course, the word ghosting is analogous to a ghost's behaviour, disappearing suddenly without trace. Ghosting was included in the Collins English Dictionary 2015 Words of the Year. The word ghost comes from the Old English word ghast, meaning a spirit. And that's where the term Holy Ghost comes from, and why it's used interchangeably with Holy Spirit. Orbiting is a term used to describe the modern dating phenomenon of breaking contact with a romantic interest, but still viewing and engaging with their social media activity. The term is attributed to the writer Anne Iovine, who used it in a piece on the now-defunct lifestyle blog Repeller. The word orbit is one we can trace back to the Latin orbis, meaning circle or ring. In astronomy, the term orbit is used to describe planets circling each other. And in the modern dating context, it refers to a former suitor circling one's social media activity. By 2035, more than 50% of relationships in the UK will begin online. That's according to the Imperial College Business School. Let's take a look at some of the names of popular dating apps. Dating is all about having a spark with someone, and we use words related to fire a lot in terms of romantic feelings, such as spark, flame, and ignite. Tinder, in its Oxford English Dictionary entry, is a dry, flammable material used for lighting a fire, a metaphor for what the app aims to do for the love lives of its users. Tinder comes from the Old English word tinder with a Y. According to a 2011 interview in Extra magazine, Joel Simkai, the founder of gay dating app Grindr, said the name Grindr was inspired by a coffee grinder and the idea of mixing people together, which is the app's intention. In its Old English form, the word grind was grinden, meaning to destroy by crushing. The founder of Grindr also had another dating app called Blender, and working on the same naming theme, both had the missing E, giving us Grindr, G-R-I-N-D-R, and Blender, B-L-E-N-D-R. Blend, in its Old English form, comes from the word blanden, meaning to mix. Unlike many dating apps, on Bumble, women take the lead, making the first contact. The name Bumble is a reflection of that, as in the B world, the Queen is in charge. During the period when Middle English was spoken, between the 12th and 15th century, Dumbledore was a common word for a bumblebee, a door, D-O-R-E, in Middle English, being a flying, humming insect. As well as Dumbledore, humblebee was also used, and that evolved into the word bumblebee. The bum in Bumble has nothing to do with the buttocks, but it does have something to do with the Middle English word bomben, which eventually gave us the word boom. And that's a reference to the buzzing or humming noise of a bee. When evaluating potential suitors on dating apps, users are encouraged to swipe left or right on their devices, either to reject or to like other users. The word swipe comes from the Old English swappen, which meant to strike. And that's thought to have developed from the same root as the words sweep and swoop. As well as swiping, one might also slide into someone's DMs. A phrase which describes sending a direct message of a romantic or sexual nature using social media. The word slide comes from the Old English word slidan. The term catfishing was popularized by a 2010 documentary by Nev Schulman. The show explored Schulman's story in which he developed a relationship online with a woman who turned out not to be who she purported to be. In the documentary, the woman's husband is said to have recounted a story, or a myth, of a catfish being placed with vats of cod to keep the cod active during transportation. The catfish keeping them on their toes, a metaphor for those online keeping suitors on their toes with deception. The term is now widely used in the dating context to describe someone whose profile doesn't match their reality. The catfish, as in the fish, is said to be named either for its ferocity or whiskers, both being cat-like. Cat and fish are both words that we get from Old English, though cat was spelt with two T's and fish was spelt F-I-S-C. Gay, straight, and bisexual are used to describe sexual orientation. Gay is a word of Old French origin, coming from the word gay, G-A-I, meaning cheerful or joyful. It entered English in the 14th century meaning such, but by the middle of that century, its meaning shifted somewhat to that of showy, vivid, and glittering. By the late 17th century, the word had connotations of a carefree attitude to sex. A gay house was one where men would take up with female prostitutes. Today we'd call that a brothel. And by extension, a gay boy was a male prostitute. Up until the middle of the 20th century, this meaning, as in a sex worker, whether male or female, sat alongside its more formal meaning of being cheerful, although the meaning of gay to be cheerful and happy was much more dominant. It's gradually come to refer exclusively to homosexuals, and that's where we are with the word gay today. Straight, as a term for opposite sex attraction, rose up during this time, likely because heterosexuality was seen as, compared to being gay, the conventional path. Straight comes from the Old English word strecken, meaning to stretch. As for the terms heterosexual and homosexual, hetero comes from an ancient Greek word meaning other, and homo comes from an ancient Greek word meaning same, whilst sexual comes from the Latin sexus, meaning gender. Bisexual, the first part of which comes from the Latin bi, meaning two, is a term used for someone who is attracted to both genders. However, it used to mean someone with organs of both sexes, and that was from the 19th century to the early 20th. We would now use the term intersex. Polyamory is a term used to describe the practice of engaging in multiple relationships at once, where all parties are in the know. Poly comes from the ancient Greek polos, meaning many, and amory comes from the Latin amore, meaning love. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the podcast. I hope it's inspired you to look up the history behind words that are part of your daily vocabulary. Remember, language, history, etymologies, and pronunciations can be complex and elusive. Keep in mind that there may be conflicting explanations and ideas behind the origins of words. Follow the podcast for more episodes.